What have we got to be afraid of? This is the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind, and coming to you from Riverside, California, podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily podcast where we read through the entire Bible in a year. How are you? Today is Psalms Wednesday, and we'll be reading chapters 9 through 11. After that, I'll have some comments and on this date in church history. Let's get started. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we pray, God, that you would open our hearts, open our ears as we read. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms chapter 9. I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I will talk about all your wonderful acts. I will celebrate and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, Most High. When my enemies turn and retreat, they fall down and die right in front of you because you have established justice for me and my claim, because you rule from the throne, establishing justice rightly. You have denounced the nations, destroyed the wicked. You have erased their name for all time. Every enemy is wiped out, like something ruined forever. You've torn down their cities. Even the memory of them is dead. But the Lord rules forever. He assumes his throne for the sake of justice. He will establish justice in the world rightly. He will judge all people fairly. The Lord is a safe place for the oppressed, a safe place in difficult times. Those who know your name trust you because you have not abandoned any who seek you, Lord. Sing praises to the Lord who lives in Zion. Proclaim his mighty acts among all people, because the one who avenges bloodshed remembers those who suffer. The Lord hasn't forgotten their cries for help. Have mercy on me, Lord. Just look how I suffer because of those who hate me. But you are the one who brings me back from the very gates of death, so I can declare all your praises, so I can rejoice in your salvation in the gates of daughter Zion. The nations have fallen into the hole they themselves made. Their feet are caught in the very net they themselves hid. The Lord is famous for the justice he has done. It's his own doing that the wicked are trapped. Hagayon, Selah. Let the wicked go straight to the grave, the same for every nation that forgets God. Because the poor won't be forgotten forever. The hope of those who suffer won't be lost for all time. Get up, Lord. Don't let people prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Strike them with fear, Lord. Let the nations know they are only human. Selah. Psalms chapter 10. Why are you so far away, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself when we are in trouble? The wicked are proud and persecute the poor. Catch them in the traps they have made. The wicked are proud of their evil desires. The greedy curse and reject the Lord. The wicked do not care about the Lord. In their pride, they think that God doesn't matter. The wicked succeed in everything. They cannot understand God's judgment. They sneer at their enemies. They say to themselves, "I will never fail. I will never be in trouble." Their speech is filled with curses, lies, and threats. They're quick to speak hateful, evil words. They hide themselves in the villages, waiting to murder innocent people. They spy on their helpless victims. They wait in their hiding places like lions. They lie in wait for the poor. They catch them in their traps and drag them away. The helpless victims lie crushed. Brute strength has defeated them. The wicked say to themselves, "God doesn't care. He has closed his eyes and will never see me." O Lord, punish those wicked people. Remember those who are suffering. How can the wicked despise God and say to themselves, "He will not punish me"? But you do see. You take notice of trouble and suffering and are always ready to help. The helpless commit themselves to you. You have always helped the needy. Break the power of wicked and evil people. Punish them for the wrong they have done until they do it no more. The Lord is king forever and ever. Those who worship other gods will vanish from his land. You will listen, O Lord, to the prayers of the lowly. You will give them courage. You will hear the cries of the oppressed and the orphans. You will judge in their favor, so that mortal men may cause terror no more. Psalm 11. I run to the Lord for safety, so how can you say to me, "Fly away like a bird to your mountain"? Look, evil people are bending their bows. They are placing their arrows against the strings. They're planning to shoot from the shadows at those who have honest hearts. When law and order are being destroyed, what can godly people do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is on His throne in heaven. He watches all people. His eyes study them. The Lord watches over those who do what is right, but He hates sinful people and those who love to hurt others. He will pour out flaming coals and burning sulfur on those who do what is wrong. A hot and dry wind will destroy them. The Lord always does what is right. So He loves it when people do what is fair. Those who are honest will enjoy His blessing. Today, let's talk a little bit about Psalm 11. Now, there was a time before he was king when David was being pursued by King Saul. And David's friends, though well-intentioned, gave him advice not founded in faith. They said, "Run away! Hide!" Well, David's response was, "Why should I hide when I trust in God's protection? God is still on the throne. He sees what is happening to me, and He will deal with those who wish to do me harm. He knows I am His, and He will watch over me." Why should we fear when we know that, as David said, the Lord is in His holy temple, the Lord is on His throne in heaven? Yes, He is watching. He knows who are His and who are doing evil. The evil will suffer His wrath, and the righteous will enjoy His blessings. Psalm 46, 1 and 2 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear." Isaiah 41 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." I could go on and on. God's word is full of phrases like, "Fear not," "Don't be afraid," and the like. There's a saying going around that there are 365 fear nots in the Bible, one for each day of the year. Well, that's a nice thought, but it's not true, but that's okay. There are actually many, many more times that we're assured that we have no need to fear in the Bible. Listen, family, God has many names in the Bible. I used to do a podcast called In Touch with God's Character, and by the way, you can still listen to them at lifespringmedia.com. Each episode was only a few minutes long, and I would focus on one of the names of God. Each name of God emphasizes an aspect of who He is. Jesus, when He was praying to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, prayed, "Abba, Father." Do you know what Abba means? It's an Arabic word that roughly means daddy. It speaks of the close, intimate relationship of a father and a child, and the childlike trust that a youngster places in his daddy. We also have that relationship with God. Did you know that? Paul wrote in Romans 8, 14 and 15, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father." Beloved, with God, the Creator of all that is, as our daddy, what have we got to be afraid of? When I began podcasting way back there in 2004, it was because God called me to proclaim His name. I won't go into the whole story here today, but if you want to read about it, go to the About Steve Webb page at lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow, November 13th, marks the 21st anniversary of the very first episode of the Lifespring podcast. Now, there were a few years that I had advertisers on the show, and for those of you that were around during that time, number one, thanks for sticking around. But you might remember that one sponsor in particular became a problem. For now, I'll just say that I'm so glad that for many years now, value for value has been the way the expenses get paid. This podcast is exclusively supported by the Lifespring family. That's you if you're listening. There are no, and there never will be, any advertisers, no sponsors, just you, the Lifespring family. Now, if you've been encouraged by what you hear, would you prayerfully consider making a donation? Your donation makes everything you hear possible, from production to hosting to outreach. Every single gift, no matter the size, helps cover the costs and keeps the show reaching new hearts, literally, around the world. To donate or to learn more, just go here.
LifespringMedia.com/support.
I'll thank you, and I believe that God will bless you. On this date in church history, November 12th, in 1615, Richard Baxter was born in Shropshire, England. I think I might have said that right. Baxter became one of the most respected pastors and writers of the Puritan era. He lived during a time of civil war and division, but instead of chasing status or arguing over titles, he devoted himself to shepherding ordinary people in the town of Kidderminster. He preached the gospel clearly, visited homes, taught families the scriptures, and cared for the sick. Over time, nearly the whole town was transformed by his simple, faithful ministry. Baxter also worked to bring Christians together, urging unity around Christ rather than separation over lesser issues. His book, The Reformed Pastor, is still read today by ministers and lay leaders around the world. Richard Baxter reminds us that revival often begins quietly when one person decides to love and serve faithfully where God has placed them. I can't believe it'll be 21 years since podcast number one. Right now, I have no way of knowing exactly how many episodes there have been, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,500 or so. There are many episodes that got lost along the way, lost in the sands of time. But I do know that there are 4,021 episodes at LifespringMedia.com now, including this one, by the grace of God. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.